This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. So I learned something new about my little recorder. And it's funny because when people are designing user interfaces, what happens is you have a certain mindset. You have a certain mindset turning off my little podcast I was listening to. Although we may talk about that because that's really interesting. People have a certain mindset and you're looking at words and you interpret them a certain way. And if you don't step back and think about it, you can get confused to the point where you think everyone is going to think about the interface a certain way when they will think about the interface completely differently. So I had just powered up my little recorder and I turned it on like I normally do. And apparently I pushed the on switch up a little farther than I normally do. And so I got it started up and then I hit the button to go to just record like podcast style, and it said hold on, and I thought, oh, so maybe it's still loading. So I waited a little while longer and then I tried to push the button again and it said hold on. I went, oh, I guess it's not ready yet here. So I was like, okay, waited a little longer and tried to push another button and it said hold on. I was like, oh man, okay, maybe I should just turn it off and turn it back on. And then I flipped it over to the side, reaching up to turn it off, and I noticed that it's not just an on and off button, it's an on and off and hold button. And what it was trying to tell me was that I had pushed it up so far that the hold functionality was on, hold, on. So it's not going to do anything because hold is on. It's not hold on. So then I just switched it off of that and now we're fine. So there you go. I've learned something new about my recorder. Okay. So it's been a good week. A little hectic. Just a little hectic. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. It's start of year madness, and so we're just scrambling. But you know what? It's gonna be fine. And it turns out it looks like we had a little hitch in our get along in the terms of reporting what's known as itineration income, because we monkeyed around with some batches that we shifted batches backwards in time. Because people were away on vacation, you know, the whole building was closed down, and then we got opened back up, and then batches got done, and then they got processed, and they had wrong dates on them, and they had to be shifted backwards in time, and yada, yada, yada. So, got a little work to do on Tuesday when we get in, but, you know, it is what is. So we'll just get that done when we can. We're trying to get missionaries a pay raise because they're supposed to get a little bounce in pay every year. We're trying to get that done. And, you know, everything will get done in its own time. So that's all fine. Writing is going fine. I'm about 400 words down at this point for the week, but that's within striking distance. We can make that work. So that's all going fine. I had ordered a new computer, and we had some snow, and apparently, I don't know if it was because it was a new computer and expensive and insured. Apparently, there either was an attempt or wasn't an attempt to deliver it to me, but for one reason or another, probably because of the inclement weather, they decided they weren't going to deliver it to me, and they would just send it back to the merchant. So my laptop that was supposed to be here in 2 days is now not arrived for 2 weeks. It was delayed in shipping to begin with, probably because of the Christmas rush. And then it was delayed because of inclement weather, and apparently they just gave up. I'm supposed to find out today whether that means I have to reorder, or I don't know. So we'll see. I have been charged for it, therefore I would like to get it in hand. We'll see. So that's that. Costumes are going fine. Teleferry Tale Day is going a little slower than I would like, but that's okay. I still have about 4 weeks, and I am well within striking range. I just have to work out a few more details. I know kind of what I'm doing for the most part, but I need to work out a few more details. Like, I've got a bunch of little characters, and I have to hide them somewhere in this thing I'm building so that I can get to them, identify them quickly, get them up and in my hands so that I can dance them around on the stage and et cetera, et cetera. I don't quite have all that worked out yet. But I am assured that, in fact, the steps I have taken so far seem reasonable, and they seem to be something that I have heard whispers over. And what that means is that there is a solution. And I just have to find it. And so I'm in the process of doing that, working out those final details. I think it will be fine. It has always been fine, so it will be fine. So there you go for that. As far as a topic today, and small groups are starting up today. So that means I've got to do some vacuuming when I get home and arrange some tables and take some boxes out and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to have to cut this off as soon as I get back home. As far as today, just some reactions to current news. This appears that this is going to be the year for AI and AI agents. And there's just some pretty amazing stuff going on. We are doing a little unapproved side investigation, but it's pretty fascinating because we've just been kind of dinking along a little bit and downloading receipts that we can find that our missionaries have turned in various languages. And I can take those images and send them to ChatGPT and say, please extract the payee, the payment date, the amount, convert that amount into U.S. dollars if it needs to be converted, and, oh, by the way, this receipt may be in a different language, and please translate that and give us your best guess as to what type of business this is. And it's been fascinating to see what ChatGPT could do with this stuff, because it's pretty good. It just translates all these receipts in different languages. So we're trying to figure out, okay, so what does this mean for us? And, you know, can we hybridize this? Because that's the whole point of AI agents, is that you hybridize stuff to where you take regular algorithmic in processing that's all in steps, but then you plug in some kind of LLM at strategic points in that process to add in that more human understanding of things. Like, the reason that we are testing these receipts is theoretically we could do something like have a missionary take a picture of a receipt, and then we could do that on the website, and then we could take that picture and hand it off to ChatGPT and say, please analyze this picture of this receipt and extract out these key pieces of information and then put that into a JSON object and in text and then spit that back to us, and we will take that JSON object and then we will parse it out and turn around and then hand that off to another GPT command, ChatGPT command, to a ChatGPT private instance that knows how to parse types of businesses and potentially assign it to the right expense category, and then put that into a JSON object, punch that back over, so that we can present all this data to a user and say, does this look okay to you? And if it does, they could just hit the button. We could take the data then and call an API, punch the data straight into our expense tables, kick off a workflow to make this, you know, just a lot easier for a missionary, that all I'd have to do is take a picture of the receipt. And then if everything looked good, they could just say yes. And we would process it. So that's pretty interesting. And there's a long way to go between here and there. And AI does hallucinate and lie. But if we have a human in the loop that's looking at it and saying, no, that's not right. Amazingly enough, the AI does go back and try again and usually gets it right on the second or third try. So I've been playing with ChatGPT. I have my own private GPT I've set up. I've uploaded all my books, the first 21 out of 24, and then I can ask it questions about who did what, where, when. And it does get confused sometimes. Sometimes it nails it the first time. Other times it gets confused. But when it gets confused, amazingly enough, I can just say, no, that's not right. And then it'll come back and it will give me another suggestion. And then I can say, no, that's not right. And then it will come back. And usually on the third try, if it doesn't get on the first try and the second try, usually by the third try, it'll get it right. So, you know, that's very interesting. It's just very interesting. That's why you need humans reviewing the data. But it still means that it's faster than me hunting and pecking around and trying to figure out what to search for to find the answer that I'm looking for from, you know, these 21 books that I've written. So we'll see how that goes. The other interesting piece about AI, specifically OpenAI at this point, is Tucker Carlson is talking to a mom whose son died in San Francisco in November, who worked for AI, worked for OpenAI at one point, who determined some improprieties that he didn't like, and so he resigned from OpenAI and actually had started his own business, who was in the process of preparing to testify against OpenAI. He was found in his apartment. According to the mom, there was blood all over the apartment. She had taken pictures and shown them to Tucker Carlson. There was blood all over the apartment. There was actually a fragment of a wig that absolutely did not belong to her son. So there's a fragment of this wig, and it has blood on it. And supposedly, he had been shot, and the medical examiner and everybody just said, oh, well, it's a suicide, except the... Oh, that's something else. said it's a suicide, except the angle of the gunshot was downward, which means he would have had